Commitments by Barbara Delinsky. To Steve, Eric, Andrew, and Jeremy. Always. Prologue. Derek McGill wasn't a man to waver. Once he set his mind to something, he saw it through. The industry knew him to be dogged and shrewd, self-righteous, even bullheaded when an issue hit him hard. Unanswered phone calls and untold runarounds, veiled hostility and unveiled threats, all were part of the game. He was used to them. They never stalled him long. Yet on the threshold of the rooftop patio, he paused. Granted, the rooms he'd passed through were posh, but he'd seen more lavish rooms in his day. The patio itself, an oasis high above the concrete maze of Manhattan, was idyllic, but he'd seen his share of makeshift Edens, too. His hesitation didn't come from the luxury of the Fifth Avenue apartment or the greenery of its terrace. Rather, he was drawn up short by the woman standing with her back to him, not far from the waist-high brick wall which lined the terrace. She was of medium height and slender. A soft white blouse cascaded gently from her shoulders, overlapping an equally lightweight gauze skirt that veiled her in lilac from hip to mid-calf. Barefoot and oblivious to his arrival, she swayed ever so slowly from side to side. The late afternoon sun, tripping over the treetops of Central Park, gilded her blonde hair and that of the small child she held in her arms, her head resting on his. He wasn't sure what he'd expected, not that he'd had an awful lot of time to dwell on it, given his schedule, but he supposed he'd assumed this woman to be a slick city type, surrounded by defenses as heavy as her Giorgio. He'd been wrong. She was younger than he'd expected, for one thing, and there was nothing slick about her. As for defense...